Okay. Now the 19th day, is that correct? That would be some of the Acts 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's for next Monday. See what we're doing? Our 3 degrees of humility and the retreat election. Remember, in an earlier meditation, we reflected on the three classes. Our three classes are three levels of, you might say, of openness with God regarding obstacles between us and the total service of Christ. Some people remove these obstacles more generously than others. However, the degrees of humility build on the three classes. We first have got to remove the debris. That's the three classes. As I said, people, everybody should have two brooms, one in the house and one in the mind. And we got a regular clean house, clean our minds. Things can accumulate that shouldn't be there. Junk. And there's only one mistake we can make, that because it's my mind that has these ideas. Gosh. They can't be so bad, otherwise I wouldn't have these ideas. So I tell people, the most dangerous people on earth are educated unbelievers. The most dangerous people on earth are educated unbelievers. Educated not just to the T, but to the Z. You got all the answers, but they don't have the faith. They have no foundation. See, they write volumes, fill libraries with books. They're not like Immanuel Kant, or Nietzsche, or Hegel. And destroy the souls, I can safely say this, of millions. So, we've got to clean first, and now this is now building in terms of generosity with Christ. First degree of humility, willing to avoid mortal sin. And by the way, you've got to pay to get away with still believing there's such a thing as mortal sin. What's a mortal sin? Sodomy? Fornication? Adultery? Murder? When the bishop of a large diocese, introducing Lent in his diocese, comes out with a little paperback where the opening article is on the fundamental option. Remember? Fundamental option. There are now three kinds of sin. There's only two kinds. Mortal and venial. But no. There is now mortal sin, serious sin, and venial sin. What's a mortal sin? The habit of committing what we used to call mortal sins. One adultery is not a mortal sin. Did you know that? I'd rather die than have to say this, except say it I must. This is true. And the truth is also to know what errors are in the world. Am I saying something? You better know. other than like everybody else, we'd just be swept off our feet. So the first degree of humility is avoiding mortal sin. Second degree, venial sin. Third degree, where there's no sin involved. I just want to be generous with God. Then, 56th meditation and 57th. The spiritual exercises are aimed especially at 56th and 57th. This applies to all of us. You've already chosen a state of life, a way of life, and we must confirm that decision. Is this very important today? Married people, yes. Before God, I choose marriage. This is my way of life. I want it. I don't just live it. I want it. Or, in my case, choosing celibacy. Then know what you're choosing. And then, for those of us who have not yet made a decision on way of life or state of life, that's what the exercises are for, to make the decision. By the time we got to this section of the long retreat in the Vishri, number of novices left the novitiate. We didn't talk during the retreat, so we couldn't even tell them goodbye. They just disappeared. And then for every one of us, 57, amending one's way of life. And there's one thing you must all be convinced of. You're not convinced of this, you're not making the exercises. You must be convinced, absolutely certain, that your life needs amendment. Without that, forget it. In other words, we're all sinners. And even if we don't know, thank God, any grave sins we've committed, and say in the recent past, we are not as faithful with God as we should be. Amendment means removing sin. And I speak first to myself. We all need amendment. That's why, you know, Saint Benedict, back in the 6th century, when he founded the Benedictine Order, and in effect influenced the whole Western spirituality. Among the vows that he required his followers to take was the daily conversion of life. Daily conversion. Bring it back at the fast day and tell God, Lord, I haven't done as well as I should. Thank Him for what I've done with His grace, which was good.